Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. How are you, brother?
And I'm good. I'm talking to my family, my Odyssey family again, bro. I miss you.
Yeah, welcome in, man. Part of the group, part of the clan here.
Thank you, bro.
Good to have you, man.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. I think you're doing better, though. I see a lot of palm trees out there. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, bro.
I'm looking very comfortable.
Like, every day I'm inching closer and closer to, like, when my surf career starts, which is interesting that I'm about to play a surf competition.
Yes. I know. We have the 60th annual East Coast Surf Championships presented by Vans out here in Virginia Beach next weekend, which we're going to talk about, but you got a lot of things going on, bro. So
yeah, I do, man. Yeah, I do. But I am so excited about this show, dude. And I'm so grateful to be on it. And obviously, like, playing with the Offspring is so nuts, dude.
Yeah. Were they an influence early on for you or at any point? I know it's been a long
journey
like, for you.
Like, I mean, you couldn't escape seeing them. They, like, really broke the mold and, like, were the biggest part of the zeitgeist when I was growing up, you know?
Yeah. I can't wait to see the show. I heard that little insider info, but the pit out at your show on Saturday night sold out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
So, and now there's internal debate, of course, and I love Dexter and Noodles and all those guys, but the internal debate here is if that's a Mod Sun pit or an Offspring pit. So we'll have to figure that out. But I know your fans are super pumped.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's been quite some time since I've been in Virginia Beach too. So I know there's some excitement for that, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. We had one fan say, I'm coming from 6 hours away. Anytime Mod Sun is on the East Coast, I'll be there. And it's like, there is a lot of energy, a lot of buzz around your account, but that's for good reason, because like I said, today is a big day for you. Long time. You've been waiting to release Battle Scars. It's finally here. That was your baby for so long. Something you leaned on. You were waiting to figure out when this was going to be the right time. Well, here we are, August 19th. Battle Scars is out. It's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
It hit me hard, man.
Yeah, you can feel it?
I heard the F-bomb. That one was like,
goosh. Oh, and yeah. I know the resolution. It's a song with a resolution, which I love. It's a story that actually has, you know, it feels like there's a climactic moment in it, and it has like a turnaround, you know?
Yeah. But that definitely caught me because it was like really hard. And I was like, oh man, whoever that F-bomb's for, they're going to feel that.
Yeah. I love that, bro. Thank you, man. That makes you feel real good. I haven't really got to talk to anyone about the song yet. This is like my first conversation. So I appreciate that, bro.
Oh man, that's an honor. But anytime you work for something that long, I couldn't imagine just sitting around for 3 years and now today's the day. I'm like, I'm going to talk to Mod Sun that day. It's super cool. And then we'll get a sneak peek of that. I know you've performed it, but you're probably licking your chops to come out and perform it at the beach next week.
100%, bro. 100%. I have to, I've played it. The form that it's in now, I've only performed it like lightly one time. This will pretty much be the debut of it. We'll be in Virginia.
The proper, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, man. There's some songs that it doesn't matter how much time passes. It takes you right back to the time that it was made, you know, and like this, the way that this song is performed and sung and lyrically, like, you know, more than anything, like I've always looked at this song, like it's bigger than me. Like there's so many relatable points in it about just leaving toxicity, you know, people being in toxic relationships or on a road of toxicity that's not even relationship wise, which is a lot of what the song has to do with me. It's more of a song for other people than it is for me, you know?
Yeah. I think that's why we got a lot of buzz about your visit, is because, you know, you've talked about your fans holding you accountable.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've really been on this journey. You've been, you know, teasing this song for a long time, and like, it's almost a celebration for you and your fans, this track, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They were asking about it for years, man. And like, which was difficult for me because, like, you know, I like to make them happy and I like to give them what they want. At the same time, it's like, at this point in my career, it's just like, this is the time that felt perfect to release this song. It's about to be fall. And I really want to do everything to take this song to a place that just puts me at somewhere I've never been, you know, like I feel like this song can reach an audience that hasn't ever heard of me.
Yeah, I can tell there's a lot of feelings and a lot of time in this song. You know, you've documented your struggles with addiction. By the way, congratulations on your sobriety and
Thank
your
you,
recovery.
Brother.
I know you know how much time is in. I know it's three, almost 4 years, but yeah. That ain't easy. So, and that has to do with the song. That informs the song for sure.
Yeah.
But I love this quote that you said, and this goes to what you're saying about speaking to people in the song, speaking to people too. But you said you'll go out and serve this world, or you'll go out and do crazy things for love, or you'll go out and be a part of toxic situations. And at the end of the day, you choose yourself. And that's what's cool about Mod Sun, is you haven't chosen yourself, no matter how bad it got, and it got bad.
Yeah.
But no matter how bad it got, there was always a part of you saying, like, I'm worth more than this. I can do better than this. And so at your worst point, it's about, you know, choosing yourself, and you did. And now how far you've come, it's been amazing. Did you ever think at your worst part that you would be where you are now? Engaged to Avril Lavigne, the world in your hands. You're a drummer, rapper, punk rocker, designer. You're in movies. You're a filmmaker. You're about to go out on a fall tour. Like, it's a little unfair, dude.
Like, that's first of all, that was really funny. Like, yes and no, you know, to answer the question, yes and no. Like, I always do believe that anyone can do anything, man. I really believe that. I don't think that you should ever exclude yourself from the biggest dreams you could possibly have, you know? But was there like immense moments of self-doubt and self-sabotage and wanting to give up? I mean, shit, bro, that still happens sometimes, you know? So there's still times when I'm just like, you know, the more you get, the more of the more it can weigh on you, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's been said in many ways, you know, that exact point, just from, I mean, just Biggie saying more money, more problems, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like for
yeah.
real, like just that statement in general and just having more responsibility and all that, it can weigh a lot on you. And, I'm just trying to figure out how to be the best person I can be and not take everything so seriously. I know that part of why I'm here is because I've taken things so seriously my whole life, you know,
yeah.
and been like, everything is such a big deal. But at a certain point, it's like, everything you just said, like I just heard you say it back to me, and I'm like, damn, dude, I am like the luckiest dude around, you know? And I just have to be grateful that any of this has happened, not constantly looking for the next high, you know?
Yeah. But all these things, you know, they talk about it in the rooms too. It's like, once you turn that corner, good things will happen, even though you may not ever believe that. It's true.
Yeah.
So cheers, man. Cheers.
Thank you, bro.
So now we're looking forward to Odyssey Social Front concerts. You mentioned surfing. Are you guys going to try and get in there and rip it up a little bit? Are you? I know you're Minnesota boy, so are you life? Or are you salt life? Like, which way do you go?
So I just finally, okay, so I grew up wakeboarding, skateboarding, snowboarding, all that. Grew up doing all that. I just within the last like 6 months started surfing. All right. Now, that being said, I can surf straight, right? Like, I could like ride into the shore, which is not, that's not ideal. Like, you're supposed to like carve into the shit, right? I'll jump in. I'll jump in. I mean, I guess if the waves aren't insane, like, I don't know what to expect here, bro. But I think that'd be so cool. Yeah, I would love to, dude. It's just so funny that like this opportunity came up right as, cause like, yo, I moved out, you know, I've been in California for now like 8 years. Right. Mm-hmm. And I am not a beach person, bro. Like growing up, I was a woods person, a nature person, and if anything, like when I lived out in California, I've been like a canyons person, you know? Now living out on the beach, I just am like, dude, I have to find a way to love being out on the beach, you know? And so I've just been like pushing myself for so long now to like become a surfer. I think it's going to do like so much for me. Also that, and just like the meditative aspect of it, like the escapism of like getting away into the middle of the water. So it's just crazy, bro. It's like really, really funny how the universe works. Cause this has like been my one goal outside of art. And of course we could call surfing art, but like my one goal outside of art has been like become a surfer.
Well, then it works perfectly. Pro surfing during the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, check out the scene. And then you're going to kill it out there on the beach and supporting Offspring. And the stage is right on the beach. So it's like ocean, you on stage, boardwalk. It's going to be awesome, dude. We can't wait.
Dude, it's so cool. And I think I'll be in the day before too. And I have always wanted to see Third Eye Blind, dude. Always wanted to see Third Eye Blind. So like, if I'm in town early enough or whatever, and I can see Third Eye Blind too, that would be just insane, bro.
I'm talking to Steven on Monday, and you know, they always kill it wherever they go. But Meg Myers opening up for Third Eye Blind too. That's worth driving out to the beach for as well.
Yo, what a great lineup you guys put together.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
again, dude, I'm super grateful to be a part of this show, man.
I know. Judah and the Lions playing Sunday with Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, who are fantastic. But I know you're about to embark on your own headlining tour, which has to be exciting.
Yeah. Well, this next tour, I'm going out with Black Bear first for a week, and then I'm going out with a band called Palais Royale.
Oh, yeah. But that starts off in, is this the Atlanta one with Black Bear?
Yeah.
September 4th?
It's like September, October. I'm going to be out on the road with those two bands. Super excited, dude. Like Black Bear and me have been friends for over a decade, and one of my closest friends in this industry and outside of this industry. And then Palais Royale is just like this amazing rock band. So it's just like a really, really good, it's a really good place for me to be. And then after those tours, it's like straight into getting my album ready to release. I do have an album pretty much done, ready to go. And then getting that out on the road for that. So I got a busy upcoming year, and I'm going to be giving it everything I got, man.
We know that. We saw the teaser for, you're going to make this a little film for Battle Scars.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, do we have an album title? Is that out yet?
No, I haven't released that yet. I think I have it, but like I like to go right till the deadline, you know, yeah. Right until it's like, yo, you have to have an album name by tomorrow. And then I'll be like, all right, this is what it is. I like to give it room for it to take on a life form if it does, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I got a short film for Battle Scars about to drop. That's like I'm very proud of it. The last, you know, the I love filmmaking so much, and I really wanted to do justice to this song that's so important to me. And I just felt like I couldn't just do like a performance video where I'm just into the camera singing the words and stuff. So there's like definitely really great acting in it. There's a really great story being told. And dude, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I was, when I saw the trailer or the teaser trailer, I watch a lot of Netflix, and I was like, this is like, you know, you're in there in this drug house and they're like counting money and stacks and stuff, and you're getting your ass whipped. I'm like, that looks really real, you know?
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it, dude.
I do want to see it. Congratulations on that, Mod Son. And congratulations on, you know, your recovery. Congratulations on your engagement. I know you're looking forward to getting married to Avril Lavigne. Tell her we say what's up. I know you're
really
looking forward
to
starting a family, which is super exciting. The headline or the tour starts in Atlanta September 4th at Coca-Cola Roxy and the ATL. And then we're in Richmond, so our DC people know the anthem very well. You'll be up there on September 7th. So check out Mod Son and Black Bear and Pele Royale later on. And dude, we can't wait to see you out in Virginia Beach for Odyssey's Oceanfront.
Are you going
to
be there?
Yeah, man. I'll be out there.
All right, dude. We got to hang.
I have to be out there. You know, I'm making the trip from Richmond out to the beach.
All right.
I want to see that pit, man.
That a boy. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Thanks for the time, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, tickets are on sale at oceanfrontconcerts.com for as low as
oceanfrontconcerts.com. Get your tickets now. My day might be sold out, but make sure the rest are sold out. And regardless, come and hang out and go surfing with me, because I'm going to be down at the beach the whole time.
Look out for Mod Son out at the beach.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.